Welcome to Innovation Alberta, a celebration of science, research, and the inventive spirit. I'm Cheryl Croucher. Since November, Edmonton inventors and entrepreneurs have been working hard to develop superb business plans for the second annual Venture Prize competition. The technology companies with the best business plans have a shot at $140,000 worth of cash, R&D, and administrative support to launch their new ventures. The finalists are now entering the last phase of the competition, and this gives them a chance to pitch their ideas to a panel of 9 venture capitalists. This story coming up in the next half hour on Innovation Alberta. When you've got a great idea and some fantastic new technology, what does it take to turn that concept into a business, a money magnet for investors? The answer, of course, is a winning business plan. And that's the whole point behind Venture Prize, a business plan competition sponsored by Economic Development Edmonton. After the initial launch in November, 100 hopeful entrepreneurs participated in the seminars. And after working with hand-picked mentors, 37 submitted business plans for the competition. On March 3rd, at an appreciation breakfast for the volunteer mentors, EDE's president, Alan Scott, announced the 7 semifinalists.
Well, there are a whole range of companies. We've got ChemSonics, and they have an industrial cleaning process, which is going to be very, very, very unique, using ultrasound. We've got Clean It and Green It composting system, special commercial organic waste to grade A soil products, so another interesting area. Onware Software, they're providing software to architectural engineering firms to move data back and forth. We've got Prodont Inc. They're developing and marketing systems based on a patented technology for metal loss based in petrochemical plants and downhole oil and gas environments. And a company called Random Knowledge Inc., which they offer some investment network security and fraud detection software, which is certainly something that's in the news today, and these are based on very sophisticated mathematical algorithms. And we have SciMed Laboratories. They offer services in nutritional analysis, and recently they have developed 2 diagnostic kits that analyze both vitamin A and vitamin D in less time and at less cost than any of the current methods, a real quantum improvement. And finally, Terranotes, the 7th company, a geophysical software solution for the analysis of shallow subsurface soil strata for environmental engineering and construction sites. So a real representative range of the kinds of great ideas and great new company ideas that are coming out in Edmonton.
The excitement is building now. You're going to have the winner picked in a matter of days. What word of advice do you have people as they get up towards that final time?
Well, I think it's a unique experience for these 7 organizations. They're going to be mentored by Nate Multimedia Group to help them with that pitch. And if they first of all will put their presentations on in front of a panel of 9 venture capitalists. And then the 3 who win are going to have an exciting time, and they're going to walk out on stage, be well prepared, and then go for it in front of 1,200 people, which is kind of a unique baptism by fire, I guess.
That was Economic Development Edmonton's president, Alan Scott. Ron Gilbertson is the vice president of new ventures at the Alberta Research Council. As a sponsor of Venture Prize, the council is contributing $50,000 worth of in-kind services in research and development and intellectual property management.
Well, it very much is going to depend on the winner, but we have, the Research Council has some very sophisticated capabilities, both in terms of the facilities and the people, and a lot of these technology companies require that, and especially the small ones have trouble justifying having that on their own, so we can bring in a capability that they would not be able to access otherwise.
As someone who has to deal with this on a day-to-day basis in the regular business community, what word of advice do you have to new companies that are trying to develop technology to get out there when they come looking for that scientific expertise to really fine-tune it for them?
I'm not sure I could sit here and give a simple word of advice. It's one of the best quotes I've seen recently is on the whole concept of innovation. And the first two sentences in this book I've memorized, and it says, the first one is that most innovations fail, and the second one is that companies that don't innovate die. So what it really says is that new technology, new innovation is just crucial to the future of commercial enterprise, but it's very, very difficult. And there's all sorts of elements. There's the scientific element of it. There's the business element. There's marketing. And so it's an absolutely necessary part of a successful economy, but it's extremely challenging.
That was Ron Gilbertson, Vice President of New Ventures for the Alberta Research Council. Another sponsor of Venture Prize is PricewaterhouseCoopers. For its part, the firm is contributing money towards the prize, has helped screen submissions, and has presented seminars on the critical components of a good business plan. Corinne Therican is the Director of Client Services for PricewaterhouseCoopers.
PwC is very committed to the whole idea of new growth company initiatives, and we saw Venture Prize as almost the perfect opportunity to bring all of the necessary components for a company to tap the resources of corporate finance and marketing and sales and product development knowledge all in one place. And so we were very supportive of the program, and this is our second year now that we've been involved.
You've been involved in the seminars for the participants. What's the main message you were trying to get across to them?
The main message is that there's a lot of different things that you have to be aware of. So you might be an expert on research and development or product development or marketing, but there's many different components to the plan that have to be brought together. You have to be aware of corporate finance. You have to be aware of marketing. You have to be aware of human resources, bringing those expertise beyond the expertise beyond what you yourself possess. So it's about understanding the whole, all the components necessary to make a business plan fly. But beyond that, the secondary message is don't give up. Always persevere. Have stamina, because what you're going to find is that in our finalists, a good portion of them actually submitted plans last year. And what we're seeing now is that they've moved up the ranks, and they are now finalists in the process as well. So stamina and perseverance are a necessary component of moving a business forward.
That was Corinne Therican with PricewaterhouseCoopers. Venture Prize contestants get a lot of help to nurture them along the path to success, and that's where mentors come in. Nazir Sanji is president of Matricon Inc., a company that specializes in IT solutions for industry. Having survived his early startup years, he's grown his company into a multi-million dollar venture. He offers this advice about minding cash flow.
I think the history is shown, and one can experience is that cash flow becomes the key to survival, right? And when what I mean by cash flow is be able to balance at any one time the cash coming in with the outflow of the cash compared to what the debt ratio you have. And many companies who have good products, good solutions, end up not succeeding because they just don't have the money to continue, right? And how you balance that cash flow becomes critical. One of the real fallbacks of many aspiring entrepreneurs is as the cash comes in, their lifestyle adjusts upwards, and that's usually a very telltale sign, if you like, that if that's not managed properly, the cash would quickly run out. So those are some of the pieces of advice that I share in terms of how you keep expenses in check even when the money is coming in, how you balance your cash flow so that you're able to stretch your money and to a certain point until you have reached a level of comfort where the business has a strong foundation and can continue to grow.
Those were some wise words from Nazir Sanji, president of Matricon Inc. When Don Murphy of the software firm Blackstone volunteered as a mentor, he was teamed up with Random Knowledge, a spin-off company from the University of Alberta, which was picked as a semifinalist.
Okay, well, when we joined up with Random Knowledge, they have the science and the application of math to problems that they were trying to solve. So what we're doing is we're trying to work with them to try and explain how you take those concepts and turn them into actual products, and then how you take that product and actually get it delivered to the market so people can, you know, how you message the thing, how you, and all the issues related around finance and operations of a software company, the marketing, all those issues that are not just related directly to the science, but actually to the running of the business. So that's the role that we play, is to try and help give some direction as to how to run the business, although they definitely are the experts in the application area and how the science is applied.
What would be one or two of those things that you really had to get across that were so important?
For instance, the importance of putting together a financial plan to be able to really, you know, forecast what things are going to look like into the future. While you don't know those things for sure, there has to be a plan in place that you work from and you measure your success against. That's one. Just things to understand how the business community is going to view a new operation in terms of, for instance, looking for funding. Well, VenturePrize is a good example. There are issues in the business plan specific around where you position a product, how you communicate to potential users what it is that you have. There's different ways that can be done. Sometimes it's from a science perspective and sometimes it's from a business perspective, and you have to know when to use which one.
That was VenturePrize mentor Don Murphy of Blackstone. Another mentor is Dr. Ted Heidrich, a professor of technology management at the University of Alberta. He was teamed up with ChemSonics, another semifinalist.
I'm involved because I teach both in engineering and in the MBA program, essentially how to make money from technology, how to commercialize technology. So from my point of view, it's extremely important to work with real companies who are in fact trying to do this. And so by working with them, I learn an awful lot and get a lot of experience that I can then factor back into the classroom so that my students get some of the experience that people living this life have gone through without having some of the pain of doing it. So that's the one side. And for the other side, hopefully I can help ventures that I think are incredibly good, if I can bring some of my experience in terms of business plan evaluations, venture capital. I'm on a short list with Industry Canada on equity financing of small businesses, so I provide consulting services in that. So if I can bring that experience to help in any way, then hopefully I'm giving as much as I'm getting back.
Well, it looks like you've had a pretty good student in Larry. What would you consider being the worst thing you've ever seen from others out there?
I'm not sure worst thing. Comparing it to this is a very well thought out plan with something that's already been done. A lot of times, let me talk to you. Probably shouldn't say that, but especially from a university environment, there are people who think they've got the better mousetrap and the world's going to beat the path to their door, and they think this thing is really valuable and really don't understand why other people aren't joining in, and they don't have all of the things that this does have. And so it's not that it's bad, it's just that they don't have the experience to do that. So they're a little, over-focused on the technology rather than focusing on the business opportunity, which this does.
As a mentor, Professor Heidrich found the company entrusted to him already had a good handle on its business plan. On the other hand, the president of ChemSonics, Larry Schindel, was happy to get some help with the commercialization side of things. What he's doing with ChemSonics is taking the ultrasonic technology used on a small scale to clean jewelry and supersizing it to clean equipment in refineries and petrochemical plants.
Well, the thing with our particular mentor, and we actually had an opportunity to look through the listing of mentors. In our particular case, it wasn't so much in terms of building the business plan, those types of things, etc., but our mentor, who is Dr. Ted Heidrichs, has had some very good experience in commercialization and taking other technologies through to commercialization. So that's very much the piece that we want him to add, and he's working with us on that.
Could you give me a specific example?
Well, the whole idea, especially taking these types of technologies through to commercialization, there's an awful lot of roadblocks. There's a lot of legal issues you have to take into consideration, depending whether or not you just want licensing agreements, franchising, all sorts of things. So he's basically trying to help us open our eyes for what those opportunities are and what the pitfalls are if you happen to trip up on something.
That was Larry Schindel of ChemSonics, another semifinalist in the Venture Prize competition. Well, it's not an easy process coming up with a winning business plan. And for most of the startup companies picked as semifinalists this year, this is actually their second time around. Terranotes, for example, is a company that is developing something like MRI technology to speed up the mapping and remediation of contaminated sites. Julian Lambert is the CEO of Terranotes.
Well, it's a process. It's a growing process. It's a refining process. The difference between last year and this year is that last year was more a concept business. This year we are talking to clients. Our technology has evolved, and it's also a great feedback from a jury of very experienced financiers. We're not in the business of finances, and it's great to get the feedback from that jury.
What has been some of the feedback that has helped you?
Focus much more on specific aspects of the markets we were investigating. So increase the focus was really the major pointer. And we expanded the research and the research team. We added some algorithms that are much more advanced and create a whole platform rather than developing just the software.
While Terranotes is a company still in the formation stage, at the other end of the spectrum is SciMed Laboratories. SciMed provides analytical services and now has two products to analyze vitamins that it's ready to bring to market. Rajan Gupta is SciMed's president and CEO.
I think Venture Prize criteria for business plan is really unique, and it gave us an opportunity to fill those loopholes and come to a point where we felt that, yes, we meet the criteria of Venture Prize, not from Venture Prize competition point of view, but also from venture capitalist point of view. And that has given us an opportunity to fill those loopholes and then prepare ourselves for the future.
What would be some of those gaps?
Those gaps is in the areas of marketing and sales force strategy. And we are definitely filling those gaps, as well as to bring a team of expertise or experts in this area where we need to coordinate our activities for commercialization activities.
There seems to be a real emphasis on the marketing aspect of things. What are you looking at as an idea to help take your concept forward?
We want to work with the individuals who have already been there and done that, so that we don't do mistakes on our part. And we are already working with a group of investors as well as a group of advisors who are advising us how to tackle this marketing and Salesforce strategy in the most appropriate way.
That was Rajan Gupta of SciMed Laboratories. Of course, the work doesn't stop with writing a business plan. The semifinalists now have to make a presentation before a panel of 9 venture capitalists. They've got 15 minutes to make the pitch, followed by 20 minutes of grueling questions from the judges. Professor Michael Karitsin, like all the other contestants, is spending the final hours going over and over the presentation, making changes and practicing again. His company, Random Knowledge, deals with algorithms. And somehow, he has to sell the esoteric mathematics behind his IT security system to people who want to make money.
Yes, of course I'm nervous. It's very different than anything else I've ever done. So even though I give lectures all the time, it's quite different. It's really selling, and I've been told over and over again that I switch into lecturing mode, and this is not exactly the best thing. And it's a serious competition, and one should take it serious, because it's better to take this serious and go through this than as a first experience. And I think it's sort of always a winning situation, because no matter how we finish, We've gained really vital experience, and we can get feedback. So that to us, the feedback about how we did and how we can improve is as important as anything. So I plan to take this just as serious as I would if I were doing this to try to find a customer directly.
Michael Kuritsin of Random Knowledge is not the only one who's nervous and worried about the big sell. So is Fraser Gallup of Onware Software Corporation. Onware is another U of A spinoff, and its software is designed to help architects and engineers better manage construction projects.
The plan last year, our balance sheet didn't balance. So that's the one of the major improvements that we went through this year. Also, I think our plan this year is a lot more focused. It's clearly defined what we do, what our plans are for the company, for growth, that sort of thing. So,
what do you have to do to sell it to the investors? What's different?
You have to let them know that you have a high growth, high value plan that's sustainable. You're emphasizing different points. You know, instead of talking about how great the product is, it's more of an emphasis on how you're going to sell that product, how great you are, you know, the team behind the company, how we're going to make it work, not necessarily how it works. So,
and I suppose the other thing they're looking for is they want to make sure that if they invest in your company, it's going to last for a long time. It's not going to die off in a few months.
Yeah, exactly. They're looking for that return on investment. So they want to see those financial projections going out for 5 years, and you know, how much money are they going to be able to make out of their share of the company.
You're going to have to make your presentation before the judges on Monday. What are you doing to prepare for that? Are you kind of nervous?
Yeah, they're getting more and more nervous as we get closer to the date. It's been just going in front of our advisory board again, presenting to them, presenting to the people in the company, standing up in my office and talking to myself for 15 minutes over and over again to get everything clear what I'm going to say and what I'm going to present.
That was Fraser Gallup, Executive Vice President of Onware Software Corporation. It's Monday, March 8th. Throughout the day, the semifinalists in the Venture Prize competition make their way into Salon 3 at the Shaw Conference Center. Brian Armstrong of Clean It, Green It Composting System, Inc. has just finished making his presentation before the judging panel of 9 venture capitalists. He's filling in at the last minute because the company's founder was suddenly called away.
They asked a little bit more on expansion, which is one of the areas that we are looking at. Currently, we are permitted by the Alberta government to operate a 20,000-ton facility, and we're looking at increasing the capacity to a 60,000-ton facility. So they're saying, well, the questions were geared towards what do you need for that investment money? Like, you need the land, and it's also a site that's clay-lined. We're looking at maybe additional equipment and more manpower. So just for the expansion part of things, it's one of those questions where are you going to focus the finances to make it grow.
What would Venture Prize do for you if you won?
Well, I think Venture Prize, if we won, that'd be fantastic, because then it would help advance some of our plans and make things happen much sooner for us.
That was Brian Armstrong of Clean It, Green It Composting System, Inc. Presenting to the judges just before him was Derek Gilbo of Prodont, Inc., a company with new technology that checks the condition of production tubing in oil wells.
The whole process was really exciting, and the presentation is obviously one of the big finishes here, and hopefully we'll make it to the final three as a finalist. But they asked a lot of very pointed questions from a venture investment point of view, like venture capitalists. And they put me on the spot, but I feel I had the answers they were looking for.
How did you feel standing up in front of this panel of judges?
I was just on adrenaline. There's no other way to put it. It's very exciting when you're there, because we have a 15-minute presentation where we've got to try and say as much as we can without overdoing it or snowing them with anything that's too technical. So that was a really interesting process, doing all the preparation for that. And then there's 20 minutes of questions from the judges. And they were pretty aggressive in the questions. I wouldn't say they were kind necessarily, but that's what you expect.
Give me an example.
The best example would be when they were asking, well, what value is this to an oil and gas producer? I said, well, you're saving yourself money by having increased uptime on the well and decreasing some of the other costs associated with traditional ways of managing a well. And we're seeing a potential value proposition for a customer in the order of almost $250,000.
Say you do win the Venture Prize. What will it do for you?
It's going to put me in front of about 1,000 people at the EDE luncheon, for starters. Those are the people that really make things happen in Edmonton. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. What it does is it provides an instant validation in the media, and as well as putting me in front of some of the key people. This is so important because it's the start of the marketing program that we've already started to put the framework in place for.
That was Derek Gilbo of Prodont Inc. Among the panel of venture capitalists who are judging these semifinalists in the Venture Prize Business Plan competition is Carrie Brown, CEO of Foundation Equity Corporation.
I think the questions from the judges are pretty far-reaching, and you get a pretty good feel for how well they've thought through their business plan. And in particular, marketing is always a very key issue. People often have very strong technology, but how they're going to take it and make it into a commercial enterprise is a whole nother issue. And so we're really trying to assess how well have they thought through all of the issues, understand what the opportunities are, but also the risks of how to get there, and then how to manage those risks.
Do you get a little spider sense going on with any of these that, gee, I'd like to get involved in that one?
Very much so. I mean, that's part of our business, and we're hoping that we'll find some good opportunities out of this to explore and look at actually investing in them. And there's some that just grab you right away and you say, boy, this is exciting, and these people really have it together, and this is a very fundable deal.
You have all these 25-page business plans before you. What part does the actual presentation play in this?
It's very key. You read a plan and you come up with your own assessment of it, but that's sort of the hard skill measures. But then you move into the presentations and you get some of the soft skills. How do these people think? How passionate are they? How well do they really know their industry? How committed are they? And those are the things you only sense by seeing them in action and talking about their projects. And you can't get that from just reading a business plan.
By the end of the day, Carrie Brown and the other judges have narrowed the finalists down to three. So now, Random Knowledge, SciMed Labs, and Terranotes will make their final pitch for the Venture Prize, $140,000 in cash and services. That's before an audience of over 1,000 people at the Economic Development Edmonton Luncheon on March 18th. And they've got to wow the crowd and the judges in only 5 minutes. That brings Innovation Alberta to a close for this week. The interviews you heard during this program are posted as audio files and as written transcripts on our website at innovationalberta.com. And you can keep up to date on technology and research events by subscribing to our weekly newsletter, Innovation Alberta Online. Innovation Alberta is sponsored by the Capital Region Innovation Centre, the Alberta Research Council, the University of Lethbridge, ICOR, the Informatics Circle of Research Excellence, the Alberta Heritage Foundation for Medical Research, the National Institute for Nanotechnology, Alberta Pacific Forest Industries, Japan Canada Oil Sands Limited, Alberta Conservation Association, Alberta Ingenuity, and the Sustainable Forest Management Network. Innovation Alberta is mixed at Riverdale Recorders and is a Porcupine Stone production. I'm Cheryl Croucher.